tonight, Brother Lewis McCrane. He served with Brother Sean Edmonds at the Dollartown Church of Christ. I'm so excited. He accepted my invitation to come on tonight. And he's going to bring us a word of, regarding the topic, on the topic rather, the Lord added to the church. Acts chapter 2, and the verse is number 47. Brother Lewis McCrane, come on, tell us about it. The Lord added to the church.
I want to say good evening to everybody. It's an honor to be able to have this privilege extended by God first and by my beloved brother, Brother Tommy Brooks, the host. And I want to thank him and his co-host, Brother Founder, Brother Wiggins, and Brother Straw tonight for the invitation that has been extended tonight. But I want to thank God at this time for this opportunity to just open up the Bible a few minutes and talk about the subject tonight. The Lord adds to the church. And I want you to know tonight, if you're not a member of the church, you know, there's a Bible in every church, but every church is not found in the Bible. And I want to come tonight and I want to expound and explain in such a way and try to make it as simple as I can from God's word that you'll get a better understanding about the soul that you have and what God wants you to do with your soul, because he sent his son to this world that you might have this opportunity to have a better understanding about what thus saith the Lord. So as we come tonight, if you're not a member of the church that you can read about in the Bible, the Church of Christ, we want you to know tonight that the Lord loves you, and we're going to try to explain to you in a simple manner tonight where you might get a better understanding and leave tradition and have a better understanding about the truth that we will extend to you tonight from the Bible. So I hope everybody have a Bible at hand, because don't believe me, I'm just a man, but you must believe the Bible, because it is the inspired word of God. I will turn your pages to Acts chapter 2 and verse number 47, as we'll be reading and getting our text tonight. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2 and verse number 47, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily who are being saved. Tonight, if you hear something, you can be saved tonight too. But I want you to know tonight that as we look at the Bible tonight, men and women who are lost, the Bible says in Luke chapter 19 and verse number 10, that Jesus came to seek and to save those who are lost. And when you look at that lost, when you look at the word L, it stands for the lost need to learn. The letter O means to obey. The letter S, the Savior, and the letter T, today. So if you are lost, you need to learn to obey the Savior today, because the Savior of the soul, he's the Redeemer of sin. And as we come tonight, I want you to understand that men and women who are lost, who need to respond to his invitation, because the Bible says in Matthew chapter 11 and verse number 28, Jesus said, come to me. You need to come to Jesus on his terms, and you will be added to the church. You need to come to Jesus as he extends the invitation to you tonight on his terms, so that he can add you to the church that he is the head of, according to Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 23. So that he can add you to the church that he purchased with his blood, according to Acts chapter 20 and verse number 28. So that he can add you to the church that he built according to the Bible in Matthew chapter 16 and verses number 18. You need to come to Jesus tonight. So many of us, we have been taught the family tradition, and a lot of us have never been introduced to the truth. So tonight, you know, men have doctrines, but I want to introduce you to the doctrine of Christ. Men have doctrines, but I want to introduce you to the doctrine of Christ. This divine doctrine that originated in heaven with God, according to the Bible. That's what I want to introduce you to tonight. The divine teaching or the divine doctrine, according to 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verses number 1. I want you to understand tonight that this divine doctrine is a good doctrine, according to 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 6. And not only is it a good doctrine, it's a sound doctrine or a sound teaching, according to Titus, chapter 1 and verse number 9. And also the Bible teaches in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 3. I hope you have a pen and a piece of paper. I want you to write this down and investigate the scripture for yourself. Check these things out like the Berean church did. I want you to check it out tonight. Those members who obeyed, they became saved because they searched the scripture daily to see if those things were so. And I want you to check it out for yourself tonight. Not only is the divine doctrine a good doctrine or sound doctrine, the Bible says in Job 11 and 4 that it's pure. Not only is it pure, the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 29 and verse number 24 that you can learn this pure doctrine, which is the divine doctrine, which is good and is sound. And this doctrine, this divine doctrine, the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 28, verse number 9, you can understand it. This is a teaching that you can understand, that you can learn because it's pure. And because it's a divine teaching that came from God, it's sound. And Jesus said himself in John chapter 7, verse number 16, that my doctrine is not mine, but his who sent me. Who sent Jesus? Well, the Bible said God so loved the world in John 3:16 that he gave his only begotten son, and whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And then this divine doctrine that God gave to his son, Jesus Christ, that Jesus said, that it's not mine, that it's my father's who sent me. He gave it to 12 apostles by the Holy Spirit, according to 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 21. These men, these were not ordinary men. These were men who were holy men, who were guided by the Spirit of God to write down the word of God. Aren't you tired of following tradition? Don't you want to know the truth? Don't you want rest for your soul? Why don't you accept the invitation for Jesus? Listen to what Jesus said again as we go back and look at Matthew. I want to just take my time with this because I want you to understand what Jesus is asking you to do tonight. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11 and verse number 28, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. Do you want Jesus to add you to the church? See, all of us who make up the church, we are called out of the world. We are called out of the world, and we are called out of the world by the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us that in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verses number 14. We are called out of the world. I want you to know tonight that if you have been following tradition, we are trying to introduce you to the truth. It's time for you to learn about this divine teaching, this divine doctrine. Don't you want to be able to trace what you believe back to God? See, men have doctrine, but look what men doctrine say. Let's look at the Bible, Matthew chapter 15 and verse number 9. Just turn over a little bit in your Bible. I want to show you something. Listen to what the Bible said in the book of Matthew chapter 15. Let's start at verses number 8. The Bible said, these men draw to me, listen to Jesus now, with their mouth, and they honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines with an S on it, the commandments of men. See, we've been following the commandments of men because we've been following the family tradition. Grandmama taught, mama taught us, and all we know is the family tradition. But I want to introduce you tonight to the truth. The gospel of Jesus Christ has the power to save you. The death, the burial, and the resurrection of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yeah, well, tonight I'm talking about the Lord adds to the church. The Lord adds to the church. And I want you to understand that this church that we're talking about, you can read about in the Bible, is made up of men and women who obey the word of God. Men and women who obey the word of God. Men and women who realize that the word of God is true. And they look at the word of God and they believe it. When it's explained to them, they don't argue with it. They don't wrestle with it. They just obey. See, a lot of people trying to pray to God, they need to quit praying to God and start obeying God so they can pray to God. I want you to know tonight, you need to obey from your heart this form of doctrine tonight that we're delivering to you, that you might be set free from sin. And to be able to be called yourself a Christian, a child of God tonight. Ain't you tired of following tradition? Do you want to know the truth? We have been called out. The ecclesia, that's the definition for the word church. the ecclesia, the called out ones. We have been called out of the world. Yeah, yeah. I know the Bible is right. We have been called out. Listen to what the Bible says in Colossians. I just want to work with you just a few minutes as I get ready to introduce you to the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Listen to what the Bible says in Colossians chapter 1. And listen to what the Bible says in verse number 13. He has delivered us from the power of darkness. Don't you want to be able to say that? And look at what the Bible says, that he has conveyed or he has transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Don't you want to be a part of the body of Christ, which is the church of Christ, that was purchased by the blood of Christ on a cruel, rugged cross? As we come tonight, I want you to understand that I was in tradition, but I was introduced to the truth. They gave me the book, they gave me the chapter, and they gave me the verse. They explained to me and expounded to me what I needed to do. They told me about a Savior that left glory, that died on an old rugged cross. They told me the story about a Savior that left glory. Yeah, they told me about someone who loved me enough to die for me on an old rugged cross. And I understood what the Bible was saying, and it brought shame, and it brought pain, and it brought tears to my eyes. And I understood that he died for me. And I want you to know tonight that Jesus died for you, and he loved you. They hung him up. They beat him up. They messed him up. But the world forgot that he got up. And I want you to know tonight that he loved you. And let me tell you something. Jesus died for your sin. You need to be willing to die to your sin tonight. Jesus was buried in a literal tomb, and you need to be buried in a watery grave of baptism, where you can meet the blood of Jesus Christ by faith. You don't see the blood in the water, but you believe that the blood that came out of Jesus' side will wash your sins away, according to Revelation chapter 1 and verse number 5. The Bible said he loved us and he washed us from our sins in his own blood. Do you believe the Bible tonight? Because if you are willing to get in, the blood of Christ will wash away your sin, and God will give you a friend called the Holy Spirit. But you must be willing to get in, so you can have all your sins washed away and become a new creature in Christ. Because everything you need is in Christ Jesus. Did you know that salvation is in Christ? According to 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 10. Did you know that no condemnation is found in Christ? According to Romans chapter 8 and verse number 1. Did you know that you can be a new creature in Christ? According to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 17. Did you know that you need to be born of the water and the Spirit? John chapter 3 and verse number 5. Did you know that you must be born again? Oh, did you know that everything you need is in Christ Jesus? Did you know that redemption is found in Christ Jesus? Romans chapter 3 and verse number 24. And did you know that you can be alive to God in Christ Jesus? Don't you want to be alive to God tonight? If you want to be alive to God and dead to sin, just get in the water and meet the blood by faith and have your sins washed away. Oh, I understand how you feel, because I was taught wrong all my life. But once I found the truth and they explained it to me, that I need to be buried with him in a watery grave of baptism, they showed me Romans chapter 6 and verse number 1, and they said through 4, and they showed me that I need to die to my sins, that I need to be baptized into Christ and into his death and buried with him through baptism into his death. They showed me that in the Bible. They showed me in Colossians chapter 2, verse 11 and 12, that I need to be buried with him in baptism. I know the world says that water don't mean nothing, but the Bible said you must get in the water. Jesus said you must get in the water. God said water, water. They hung him up on a cross, and a soldier stuck him in his side. John chapter 19 and verse number 34, and out came blood and water. And that same blood and water, you need to get into it, because they're Greek. I know they're Greek, because the Bible says that they're Greek. A lot of men say a lot of this and a lot of that, but the word of God is always going to be right, and men are always going to be wrong. So as we come tonight with joy in our heart, I want you to understand that there are three that are Greek. Watch what the Bible says in 1 John chapter 5. And the Bible says, watch it now, in verses number 8. And there were three that bear witness on earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree as one. I want you to understand they work together, because that's God's plan. They work together because that's God's plan. That's God's divine breathed word that came from heaven that was given to holy men who were moved by God's Spirit to write down God's word. Do you believe the Bible? If you believe the Bible tonight, the Lord will add you to the church. You can call yourself a Christian. You can be called a brother. You can be a saint. You can be where you've never been before. You can be a new creature. You can be a new creation. You can have all things pass away and all things will become new. And you can be a new man and you can bury the old man in a watery grave of baptism. Do you believe the Bible? The Bible tells us that Jesus is sitting on the right hand of the Father. Do you believe that he died and he buried and he rose and he got up early Sunday morning? But do you know the story? Do you know what happened to our Savior? Do you know that they whooped him? Do you know that they did him wrong? Do you know that they lied on him? Do you know that they spit on him and abused him? What do you know about the story about the Savior that left glory? Do you want to be added to the church tonight? Do you want to be added? The power is the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. According to Romans chapter 1 and verse number 16, Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God to bring you unto salvation. Well, Brother Mike Ray, if you're looking for salvation, where is it found? It's found in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 10. Well, Brother Mike Ray, if salvation is in Christ, how do I get there? Well, the Bible says in Galatians chapter 3 and verse number 27, you must be baptized into Christ. You need to put him on in a watery grave of baptism. And once that you are baptized into Christ, then Christ will take you and add you to the church of Christ, the one that he purchased with his blood on Calvary's Hill. Oh, don't you want to be set free from your sin? Because the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 3 and verse number 23 that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And the Bible says in Romans chapter 6 and verse number 23 that the wages of sin is death. Do you want your sins washed away? The water's ready, heaven ready. Are you ready? Are you willing to obey the Bible? Times are winding up. People are dying. People are leaving here at an alarming rate. We must see the urgency of getting the lost to Jesus. We must continue to teach the water. We must continue to teach the gospel. We must continue to teach the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Savior. We must let the world know that the power of the gospel, it still has the power to save. I want you to know tonight that God is good. And I want you to know that they whooped my Savior. They scourged him. Do you see Jesus stripped of his clothing? Do you see his backside and his legs were flogged by the Roman soldiers who were called lictors? And these lictors, they intended to weaken Jesus. To the collapse of death. These Roman lictors, they repeatedly struck Jesus back with full force, with iron balls used to cause deep contusions, which was a phylactery, a flanget. I want you to know tonight that these leather thongs and the sheep bones that history say were cut into the skin as the flogger continued, and the lacerations would tear into the underlying skeleton muscles and produce quivering and ribbons of bleeding flesh, pain and blood. Lord, have mercy. And generally the stage of shock set in. And after they scourged my Lord and they whooped my Lord, they crucified him. And crucifixion is a form of torture and capital punishment that was designed to produce slow death with maximum pain and suffering. Can you see my Lord and Savior as they had him stretched wide, laying on a old rugged tree? Can you see the lictors who had the instruments, the tools that they used to administer pain and suffering, as they took the nails and the hammer that they used and they nailed it into the hand of my Savior? Can you hear the sounds and can you see the shivering and the shaking of Jesus as the nails penetrated his hand? Can you see the lictors as they use the instrument to drive the nails into my Savior's feet? Can you just go back in your mind as they were scourging them, as they used that instrument that had these bones and had metal pieces in them according to history, and as they hit Jesus, it just tore chunks of flesh away from his body. Can you see the pain and the suffering that it endured for me and you? Do you not understand that he paid the price that we could have a better life, but yet we want to stay stuck in tradition where we can follow truth and have a new life in Christ and be set free from sin? How do I know? Because the Bible tells us so. In Romans chapter 6, 16 through 18, the Bible says you must obey from the heart this form of doctrine, which is delivered to you, and you can be set free from sin. But first you must obey from your heart, from your mind, not the one that pumped blood, the one you think with. And this doctrine is divine doctrine that we teach and you will deliver you. If you're willing to obey from your heart, this form of doctrine that we're teaching you, it can deliver you. Because of the divine teaching that came from God. The power is not in the man, the power is in the word of God. There is no other name among heaven where we must be saved. The name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. How do I know? That's what the Bible said. Look at Acts chapter 4 and verse number 12. I know the Bible is right, and you can just go read it for yourself, because I want you to understand tonight that the gospel of Jesus Christ is alive and well. The power will bring you into the cross. The power. Listen to what the Bible says. I want you to understand tonight that God is good and he always will be good. Listen to the word of God. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which you must be saved. I got tired of the family tradition, and I heard the truth. I heard this divine doctrine. There was a good doctrine. There was a sound doctrine. There was a pure teaching that I could learn and understand. And I was so thankful for the doctrine of Christ. 2 John at verses 9 and 10. I was so glad for this doctrine of Christ, but it's a divine doctrine that originated with heaven. Don't you want to follow a teaching that you can trace back to God? Men have a church here, men have a church there, but you can't read about them in the Bible. But there is a church that you can be added to, that Jesus purchased with his blood, according to Acts chapter 20, verse number 28. He purchased this blood. He purchased this church with his blood on Calvary's Hill. And I want you to know that if you add it to his church tonight because you obey the will of God, you can become a Christian tonight. And you can have your sins washed away. And you can be a new creature in Christ. Are you willing to go down in the water tonight? You have heard the gospel. All you got to do is believe what you heard. Repent of your sins. Confess the sweetest name that ever rolled out of mortal man's mouth. And that's the name of Jesus Christ. And be buried in a watery grave of baptism, and have all your sins washed away. I told you once, I tell you again, if you're willing to get in, the blood of Christ will wash away your sins, and God will give you a friend, which is the Holy Spirit. But you can't have that friend until you get in and obey the word of God. I want you to know tonight that forgiveness of sin, you can have it tonight. Listen to what the Bible says as I close. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number 7. I want you to know tonight that God has been good to us all. But you can become a member of the Church of Christ. You can become a Christian tonight. All you got to do is obey what you heard. All you got to do is believe what you heard. And ask God to continue to strengthen you through the word that you obey. And you can continue to be on your journey to heaven. But if one thing you must do, you must obey first the will of God. So you can continue your journey as a child of God. We know God created us all, but you have to become a child of God through obeying the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Listen to what the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number 7. The Bible says, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of his grace. Tonight you can have forgiveness of sin. But you must do what the Bible says. You must go down in the water by faith and meet the blood of Jesus Christ. And he will wash your sins away. According to Romans, Revelation chapter 1 and verse number 5. Let me read that for you tonight. The Bible says, Revelation chapter 1 and verse number 5. From Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins and his own blood. I know the Bible is right. It's time for us to get right with the Bible. You have heard the truth tonight, the truth from the word of God. You can read it for yourself. I want you to know tonight that the Lord will add you to the church. How do I know the church is made up of men and women? There was a man whose name was Saul. Yeah, let me read what Saul did. And let me show you what Saul did. Listen to what the Bible says. See, the Bible is right. And we just need to believe the Bible. Listen to the word of God in Acts chapter 8. And watch what the Bible says. I'm going to start at verses number 3. The Bible says, and as Saul, he made havoc of the church. I want you to get that to understand. It said he made havoc of the church, entering every house and dragging off men and women, committing them to prison. These were the disciples of Christ. These were the pupils, the learners. These was Christians. Yes, 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 sir, and yes, ma'am. These are men and women, yeah, who was of the way. Oh, how do I know? Flip your pages over to Acts chapter 9. Listen to what the Bible says. I know God is right. Listen to verse number 1 of chapter 9. Then Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went into the high priest and asked letters from him to the synagogues of Damascus, so that he found any of who were of the way. See, it was something different about those of the way. Yeah, it was something different about these people. They were doing things different. And see, the church that you read about today, we do things different. We do what the Bible says. Yeah, these were men and women. Watch what the Bible said. Or were of the way, whether men or women, that he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. The church of Christ is made up of men and women who have been called out of the world, who have been called out of darkness into the marvelous light. Those who are willing to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. You have heard how he died. You have heard that he was buried. You heard that he rose again with all power in his hand, in heaven and in earth. Do you want to become a Christian tonight? Because that's what the Bible says that you can be. As I close tonight, listen to what the Bible says. I want you to read this. He said you can become a Christian. In Acts chapter 11, verse number 26, the Bible says, and when they had found him, he brought him to Antioch. And so it was that for a whole year they assembled with the church and taught, and a great many people. And the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. Do you want to be a Christian? You can be a Christian tonight. I'm finna get ready to give it back to my brother. But I want you to know with love tonight. We want you to understand that what we do, it takes water to do what God told us to do. And it's by faith. You don't see the blood in the water. But God said you must get in and have your sin washed away. You must be buried with him. I heard the Bible say in Acts chapter 22 and verse number 16, say, arise. And be baptized, calling on the name of the Lord. We need to understand that it's time, while you're tarrying, what you're waiting on, it's time to come to Jesus tonight. The gospel is calling you tonight, according to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verses number 14. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 9. Listen to what the Bible says. As I close, I feel good tonight because I'm a child of God, and I believe the Bible, and I believe that the Bible is right. And I'm so thankful tonight for this opportunity to open up God's word and just share what the Bible says with you for just a few minutes. Listen to what the Bible said. 1 Peter, the chapter is 2, and the verse is 9. The Bible says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praise of him who called you out of darkness into the marvelous light. Ain't you tired of the darkness? You can come to the light. Jesus is inviting you tonight. He's giving you an invitation to come and be a child of God. All you got to do is obey what you heard tonight. What did you hear? You heard the gospel. What is the gospel? The death, burial, and the resurrection of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. You have heard how he was dying and how he buried and how he rose again with all power in his hand. Now, if you are willing to die to your sin tonight, if you are willing to be buried in the watery grave of baptism tonight, You can rise to walk in newness of life if you're willing to do what the Bible says. I'm going to say it once again, if you're willing to get in, the blood of Christ will take away your sins, and God will give you a friend called the Holy Spirit. The Lord added to the church. Ain't you tired of being in darkness? You can come to the light if you obey the doctrine of Christ, which is a divine teaching that originated with heaven, which is a good doctrine, which is a sound doctrine, which is a pure doctrine that you can learn and understand. I want to thank you tonight, and if you want to respond to the gospel that you have heard tonight, Brother Tommy is going to talk to you about what you need to do. But I want you to understand that it's been a privilege tonight to let you know what you need to do to give Christ your life. Thank you so much, and I love you, and I ask all of y'all to pray for me that I continue to help people see the truth and leave tradition. Thank you so much, Brother Tommy.